Yay. All right, David, you get to just relax now and hang out in the waiting room with Archie, in the green room with the blue room with Archie. Until we're ready for you. So thank you everybody for being on this Global Water Healing Meditation call. March, can you believe it's already March 1st, 2024? I'm Linda Shea, Dolphin Ambassador for Joyful Living and founder of Dolphin Heart World. And David is here, my business partner, my partner on this journey, David Rosenthal. And he's going to be bringing through the Golden Dolphin Spirit, Archie, to lead today's meditation. But for any of you who are new, I just want to give you a little bit of background. These meditation calls were initiated by Mary Gettin, our amazing, amazing woman and friend. She and her husband are on a grand travel adventure right now, so she asked David and I to pinch hit for her. And Mary started these meditations at the request of Granny, the matriarch of the J-Pod of orcas up in the Pacific Northwest. Mary wrote a book about her communications with Granny called Orca, the Whale's Perspective. If you haven't read that book, get your hands on it because it's really, truly amazing. And Granny lived to be, I think, 103 when she died, and she's still very much with us in spirit and still supporting this monthly beautiful, beautiful gift that we all gather to give to planet Earth and the waters. So thank you, Mary, for keeping these calls going for 10 years. And all of the recordings for past meditations are on the globalwaterhealing.org website. So anytime you have an extra half hour or 45 minutes and you'd like to do something for the water, that's a great resource to tap into and just pick one and play it and just get that love energy flowing. So let me introduce David Rosenthal. I'm going to read his bio as if I'm not the other person listed in here. I'm just going to read the bio as if I was Mary. Okay. David Rosenthal has led a varied life. In the 1970s, David was in college, well on his way to a career in science as a physicist, when a series of paranormal and mystical experiences set him on a very different path. He became a passionate student of psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and mysticism. This led David into a career teaching transformational seminars and trainings. In 1996, David met Linda Shea at an acting class in Sedona. Later that same night, I was told by a psychic to go to Hawaii and swim with the dolphins there. That was the beginning of Dolphin Heart World and the beginning of the 7-year journey that led to my awakening in 2003. David and I tell the story of that remarkable journey in the book Dolphin Love from Sea to Land. And after that breakthrough, David participated as a student in my very first dolphin school pod. And by his fourth dolphin attunement, David's passion for teaching rose to the surface. It became clear to both of us that we were meant to teach these dolphin school pods together. And that's what we've been doing ever since. From 2003 to 2011, we traveled to teach dolphin school as a series of 6 residential weekends, both in the U.S. and the Netherlands. And in 2011, it became possible to transmit the dolphin attunements remotely. And since then, we have primarily delivered the attunements virtually over Zoom to pods of receivers around the world. David is also the channel for the extraordinary golden dolphin spirit named Archie. Archie is the spokesdolphin of the Cetacean Spiritual Council that leads us in this work. And he's told us that we can consider him to be the dolphin aspect of Archangel Michael. David offers individual sessions with Archie that are journeys of discovery and empowerment rather than readings. And the most powerful part of these sessions are the direct healing transmissions from Archie, removing blockages in your ability to access your own higher wisdom so you can approach human life from a higher place. David also facilitates a free 20-minute Dolphin Energy healing transmission for anyone, anywhere in the world, every Thursday at noon Pacific time. This is a great way to receive a loving splash of dolphin love and joy to carry you through your week. And I want to highlight those. They're really, really powerful and amazing, and a beautiful pod shows up. So if you want to learn more about that, you go to our website, dolphinheart.world, and in the menu, go to offerings, and you'll see a page for free global dolphin healing. You can, and then you can find out more about us and our offerings at that website, dolphinheart.world. So thank you all for being here. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful honor to be the hostess for this call. And David, may I bring on into the waters you and Archie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. This is still David. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. So Archie's going to be leading this, and I don't know what he's going to do, but it feels really good. It feels really powerful. And when Archie comes through, he usually begins with some sounds. Sometimes they're very high-pitched sounds. And I think you'll be able to hear them on through the phone line. I know that when we do this on Zoom, Zoom cuts out those sounds, which is very annoying. So when those sounds come in, just let them wash over you and just let that energy, you know, just be in that energy. And then he will lead us on this adventure. All right, Linda, anything else before we begin?
I had already muted myself. No, David, that's it. Go for it. Enjoy, everybody.
All right, folks. Yeah, yeah. Have a beautiful journey. So I'll be silent for, I don't know, 30 seconds, and then Archie will come through. We greet you. Greetings, friends. This is interesting. Usually we are in conversation, but this is going to be our opportunity to simply talk and share and bring you all on an adventure. And we want to begin by thanking you for choosing to be here today in order to give. It is, of course, in everyone's interest, as well as in the water's interest, for the waters of planet Earth to be healed and whole. And still, we want to acknowledge you for taking this time out of your busy life to simply make a contribution to the waters, to the planet, and of course to ourselves. All right, so close your eyes. Let's all connect to our hearts. Place a hand on your heart space. That's the heart chakra in the center of your chest. Breathing into the heart. Our work today, as always, is very much a path of the heart. And so begin by connecting with your heart. And now let's go on an adventure. Think of a place next to water that you love. It may be a place that is very familiar to you. It may be a place that you've never visited in the physical, but still it is a water home for you. And imagine, visualize, you are standing by the water, looking out. Possibly it's ocean, possibly it's lake or a river. And now sit down and be with this water. Perhaps it is flowing, perhaps it is still. But the truth is that water is always in motion. At the level of the particles, the molecules, water is continuously moving. As are you. We know that sometimes you humans have the illusion that you are standing still, but that is never actually the case. So, being with this water, let us begin by thanking these waters for life, for the abundant gifts that they give to us. You know, we dolphins live in water as you live in air. We are surrounded by it 99.5% of the time, except when sometimes we leap out for a moment. And being in water is lovely. Being in water grounds us, it helps us heal. And it supports us, it allows us to float. All right. So, love heals. Joy transforms. And so, as you are being with this water and connected to your heart, connect to your love. Connect to that source of love. Deep within your heart. We know that many times you forget that it's there, but it's always there and it's always available to you. So connect deep, deep into your own heart. And bring your heart forth and simply shower the beauty of your heart upon these waters. You are a healer. Whether you know it or not, whether you put much of your time into it or not, the truth about you is that you are a healer, or you wouldn't be on this call. And ultimately, that's the truth about all humans. But you here have made a choice to devote this time to bring healing to the waters. And so first, simply connect to that source of healing in your own heart and let it shine from you. Let it shine out from your heart onto the water. And feel as your own heart emanations are healing the water, purifying the water, enlivening the water, raising the frequency of the water. And water all over the planet is completely connected. And so this healing that is radiating from you is received by the water near you and then begins to radiate out far beyond any boundaries you may have imagined. Because one of the beautiful things about water is the awareness that boundaries are never ultimately real. We know that some of you humans need to learn to respect and honor your boundaries as part of your growth. And then when you reach a higher place, you discover that boundaries were only necessary at a certain point. And when you reach a higher point, boundaries are no longer necessary. They were never real to begin with. What is ultimately real is connection. So, being with this water, feeling water's connection with all of the waters of the planet, and feeling your connection to the water. Today, in a way, we're giving you a bit of a healing training. And we know many of you are already healers, but we hope to expand your understanding of healing and your abilities to heal and the frequencies that you can rise to in your healing. So, in order to give, you must receive. Else you would have nothing to give. So now, we invite you to connect to your crown chakra and allow your crown chakra to open. And as your crown chakra opens, you can feel light pouring into you from many, many higher sources, pouring through your crown chakra, down into your head, down into your body, and out your heart and out the palms of your hands, flowing to the waters. And just take a moment and feel that flow. Beautiful. You're doing very well. You may notice your hands tingling, your heart tingling, feeling alive. And as this light is flowing through you and flowing from you into the water, become aware of all the beings in the water, starting with the very small ones, the plankton, the little tiny bacteria and smallest life forms, and see them lighting up. And we'll be silent for a moment as this flow continues. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Water has memory. Water in itself is alive and in community with all the molecules of water in connection. And so as this light is flowing into the water through you, thanks to your generosity, thanks to your willingness to give, the water itself is healing. The water itself is rising to a higher vibration. Any memories in the water of difficulties, of impurities, of anything other than the highest, purest form, are simply being healed, being released. And flowing down to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth knows what to do with any of these impurities. She purifies them, cleanses them, and for her they are nourishment. That is part of the divine shared plan. We each have our role in Mother Earth will continue to heal and to purify. So we are in partnership today with Mother Earth. Beautiful. And so now look out into the water and see the fish. See the inhabitants and see their level of purity and level of energy rising thanks to this light that all of us are bringing today. See them healing. See them becoming whole. See them releasing anything that needs to be released. See them literally lighting up. And we're talking about really millions and billions of creatures. And now, the larger inhabitants of the water, the larger fish, the swordfish, the tuna, the sharks, the many, many beautiful, beautiful inhabitants are also receiving this healing that we are all together sending today. And you are sending it, but truly you are a vessel for its transmission. You are allowing this healing to flow through you for this beautiful purpose. And you're maybe noticing that the chakras in the palms of your hands are lighting up more and more. And now, of course, the water mammals are also receiving these gifts. The dolphins, the orcas, the pilot whales, the many, many, many different whales, the humpbacks, the sperm whales, the many, many, many different dolphins. And we are in partnership. Together, the humans and the dolphins are becoming a true community. This is coming into form here on planet Earth. It will be coming into even higher form over the next few hundred years. But right now, the gift you are giving today is an essential part of this evolution and of this healing. So, you can feel both the beauty and the humility of allowing yourself to serve in this way. And now, I'd like to invite you to come for a swim in these beautiful, healed waters. And so imagine you are floating, and whatever level of skill you actually have in this current human body, in this current human lifetime, today, in this moment, you are in the water and you are completely comfortable. Breathing is no problem. You come up for air whenever you need to. There's no stress. You're simply bathing in this beautiful, beautiful waters. Perhaps you're wearing a bathing suit. Perhaps you're wearing a scuba outfit. Perhaps you are naked. Whatever you are most comfortable. Although there is a certain joy in swimming, simply purely in your own body in the water. And if you'd like to do that, we invite you to. It is completely safe. So, now the healing energy is continuing to flow through you, and you are also receiving. You are giving and receiving at the same time. So it is a flow, it is a circuit, it is a, you can feel the light flowing out of you and flowing into you in a continuous circle. And as the healer, you cannot help but also be healed. Simply surrendering to this flow of energy, of love, of light. Going deeper and deeper and deeper. It isn't complicated. Of course, there can be stories. Of course, every individual being who is receiving this light, whether it's simply a molecule of water, because you know molecules are conscious, water molecules are conscious, whether it is a tiny piece of plankton, whether it is a fish, or a dolphin, or a whale, or simply a human. As you are giving, you are receiving in this beautiful, beautiful flow. And here's the secret. You don't have to try. This is your natural state. This is who you really are. This is what you're really capable of. And we, dolphins, honor you, and we give you our gratitude. So we'll just be in silence together for a minute or so, simply allowing this light to continue to flow, giving and giving and receiving and receiving. Opening, opening. Perhaps there was one little part of you that wasn't quite ready to fully feel this, and perhaps that part can now open. That part can now allow. That part can now be nourished and fed and healed. And so the waters in your own body are receiving this light, receiving this love, receiving this healing. And you can feel yourself beginning to glow, just as when you look out upon the waters are glowing. So beautiful. We invite you to fully open to this beauty. Beautiful. And in our gratitude to you, we dolphins have a gift for you. And so see yourself floating in the water, and a beautiful dolphin swims up beside you. And very, very gently connect with this beautiful dolphin. Gaze into the eye of this dolphin. See yourself being seen by this dolphin, being fully seen, acknowledged, recognized, and honored. Honored for the gift that you've come to give today. Honored for the purity of your intention. And so we challenge you to fully open and fully receive this gift that your dolphin friend is giving you. Open, open, open. Because as we've said, as you heal the water, you're healing the planet, you're healing all of life, and you yourself are receiving healing. So now we'll begin to move toward our completion of our adventure together. Come back to yourself next to this body of water on the land once again. On the land. And if you were naked in the water, you're welcome to put clothes on now that you're back on the land. It's okay. Whatever you please. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Feel the warmth and the beauty of Mother Earth. Feel yourself coming into harmony and wholeness with the land and with the water. And we'd like you to know that you have made a difference today. Look out on the water, see it glowing, see its beauty, see its radiance. And know that this gift you have given today is and will continue to manifest into the physical. Know that this accomplishment today is real. And once again, we thank you. Now, gently, 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 you can come back into your body. Wherever you are, in the chair where you are seated, or whatever position your body is in, take your time. If you have some water nearby, it would be good to drink some water. If not, then in a few minutes, when we're complete, we do encourage you to drink some water. Bring this healed water back inside yourself. Let the flow and the cycle continue. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So many blessings. And Linda has everyone
is
coming back. Yes. Yes. And hello to your roosters.
Yes, they've been quite vocal.
They are acknowledging all of us for our accomplishment today.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Archie.
So
that was
wonderful. Oh, it is our privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And all of you can take your time coming back, but we're going to stay here for a few minutes, and then before we complete,
okay,
we'll bring David back. But we're enjoying hanging out with all of you, and so we'll be here for a few more minutes, and if anyone would like to share your experience or talk with us, you can unmute yourself with star 6. And even we golden dolphins understand the magical star 6.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hello, everyone.
Well, when you said go to a body of water, the first thing that came into my mind was a bird bath. And I went, oh! And then it became many bird baths with the birds all in there bathing and, you know, fluttering. And they were taking the water with them on their wings.
Oh!
And then I saw birds diving into the ocean and those ones that, you know, do their stuff in the ocean. It was kind of like they were carrying the water on their wings. And then you pretty much knocked me out, so I don't know what happened after that.
That's awesome,
well,
Linda.
Yes, Linda, we thank you for including our bird friends in today's healing.
Yeah, I was going, I need to find a body of water, but I kept coming back to my bird bath. That's what happened. Thank you.
That was highly generous and intuitive of you. So we thank you.
Hi. This is Zoe from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello, Zoe.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, I felt Mother Pele come in very strong.
I really
appreciate that Lemurian, you know, feeling of being able to really retain that Lemurian, you know, just expansiveness. It's wonderful to feel enriched and nourished by Mama Pele like that and reclaim my sovereignty. Thank you tremendously for helping me to see the bigger picture.
Oh,
you're so very welcome. It is our privilege, and thank you for receiving. Thank you for receiving.
Hi, this is Royetta, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. I felt like it was a connection of the one soul with the all. I, too, touched down into many bodies of water, and it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Beautiful.
You're very welcome. Yes.
Hi, this is Sarita. So now you mentioned about what to go to the water. My favorite place is Depot Bay. I live in Portland, Oregon. And while I sit next to the water, the whole whales and sea lions and pelicans and all the birds show up. The mermaid, the tea. So a lot waiting for me in the ocean. And the crystalline springing coming down from the sky, the water coming down from the sky. So beautiful, emerald, light green springing down to my body. And now to the ocean to meet with all being everywhere. I went down.
Beautiful.
I went down to the underworld underwater with the dolphin, with the whales. And they was allow me, like they kept me like in the cocoon. It's so beautiful swimming around me. And bring me to connect with the heart of the oceans. Really bright, sparkling blue swirl, like you know, it's a heart shape, but it swirl like a Milky Way, and shining the light, and the energy just coming through from the earth through my body to the heart, and the energy from above come to me to my crown chakra to the heart, and sparking such a crystalline diamond water. Light green ocean blue, shining out from the heart, keeps spreading out, and with the help of all these whales and dolphins come by the heart with me, supporting me. It just make it so spread it out more and more, feel in the earth. And you see all this energy sparkling to all human beings, all the plants and animals, the water in the lake, the liver, everyone being so bright and shine everywhere, all the way up to the universe. It's just so wonderful. I don't want to get out from there. Just I want this to be here, just sparkling, shining the light. I hope I hope everyone feel the sparkling light that I'm shining through. And heals and joys and fun and dance and sing with all these things. Just so beautiful. Thank you for allow me to be here. Thank you, Archie. Thank you, David. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Sarita, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. And Sarita, you don't have to come out of this experience. You can stay with it forever. We will, in the world of time, we will be completing this phone call sometime fairly soon. But go carry forward what you've experienced today and continue to give it and continue to share it. You can. You have our complete permission and encouragement.
Yes, I'm going to stay here. I'm still going to continue to stay here.
Excellent.
This is blessing, Sarita.
This is Jillian.
Say your name again.
Jillian.
Yes.
Jillian in Cottonwood. We're in Cottonwood right now, and my body of water was an ocean, a beach that I've been on recently. But as we were moving through this beautiful meditation, thank you so much for your frequencies and initiation. I was put back in where I am, actually in a car, and there are these pine trees and plants in front of me. And I felt as if the blessing was also to the waters that they hold in their bodies. And acknowledging that it's not just, you know, waters in my body, waters that look like waters to me, but water in all of its different forms and the nourishment that it gives.
Yes.
To these trees and plants that are hurting a little bit, I would say. So it felt very, it was very moving to me. And as always, I feel so humbled to be of service. It's never in the way that I expect. And so thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so very welcome. And
hi, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, I just want to say thank you. It was beautiful, Linda, David, and Archie. Morasata he krogoto kopara. Oof. Thank you. It's amazing. Well, many blessings.
Did you hear me?
We didn't hear we didn't hear your name.
Okay. I started out at a small little waterfall that's in a park near my home here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then as the meditation went on, I found myself traveling to different rivers that I frequent, and there's a lake. I just was popping all over to different spots and lighting up that plankton and the water molecules in all these different areas and clearing different spots of water. So I found that very refreshing, and it really lit me up. So thank you so much.
Aww.
Thank you so much, Archie.
And thank you. Thank you for participating. Beautiful.
Well.
Is there anybody else? You going to bring David back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
David
you,
is
Archie.
Almost back. Right now it's about 30% Archie and 70% David. David's coming back.
Okay. Thank you, Archie. That was really a beautiful gift, beautiful blessing for the planet and for all of us.
Thank you all for coming together with this intention. You, as an individual, you made it possible. And so it is our joy and our privilege. And we now return you to David.
All right. Thank you, Archie.
Hey, everybody. This is David. I'm back.
Thank you, David. Thank you for bringing Archie through for us. It was beautiful.
You're very welcome. Yeah, he did good.
Well,
didn't
I think yes, he did. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I think it's time for all of us to unmute ourselves for our chaotic goodbye. Aloha.
Hey,
so let's start.
You know what?
Thank you, Linda.
Wait, Muriel?
What?
Hello.
Wow.
Hello, Archie.
Hello.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You are just so well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha.
Thank you, Archie.
Aloha.
Honoring all of you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes, bless you.
Thank you.
We can touch the flashes.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.